Welcome to the Deep Dive. Movies have this incredible power, don't they?
Oh, absolutely.
To create characters, transport us, leave us with moments that just, well, stick with us long after the credits roll.
Yeah, definitely.
But what happens to those tangible pieces of that magic once the cameras stop rolling? Are they simply forgotten, packed away in some dusty archive?
Or do they take on a life of their own?
Exactly. Becoming treasures in their own right.
Mm.
Today, we're embarking on a fascinating journey. We're diving deep into the top 16 most expensive film memorabilia ever sold as of 2025.
That's great.
Our mission is to uncover the stories behind these iconic items, trace their often surprising paths from a film set to the auction block, and really understand what makes them command such, well, staggering prices.
And the prices are staggering.
Oh, they are. And when we talk about prices, we're looking at a market that is anything but small. The world of movie memorabilia is currently valued at a staggering $30 billion a year.
$30 billion? Wow.
But here's what truly caught my attention.
What's truly striking here is that this isn't just a thriving market. It's projected for exponential growth.
Exponential?
Yeah, potentially reaching a mind-boggling $1.3 trillion by 2030.
A trillion, seriously?
Seriously. And from a broader perspective, this explosion in value connects directly to a growing trend: alternative investment.
Ah, okay. So it's not just fandom.
Not entirely. For many, buying film memorabilia isn't just about owning a piece of cinema. These unique items have become significant investment vehicles, diversifying portfolios in a truly unique way.
$1 trillion. Hmm. That's a phenomenal projection. So this deep dive isn't just about big numbers then.
No, not at all.
It's about the unexpected discoveries, the incredible journeys, and those genuine aha moments woven into the history of these cinematic treasures.
Exactly.
But, you know, are there significant risks or downsides to this market as an alternative investment beyond just the allure that potential collectors should be aware of?
That's a crucial point. Absolutely. While the upside is clear, like any investment, it's not without its risks. Authenticity is paramount, you know? And provenance, the history, can be tricky to establish for older items.
I can imagine.
Also, market demand can be subject to trends, public sentiment, or, you know, the passing of stars.
Sure.
So while incredibly exciting, it demands thorough research and an understanding of the specific item's history and significance. You really need to do your homework.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, let's start unpacking some of these truly remarkable pieces, because sometimes the most unexpected items from a film set end up fetching absolutely mind-boggling prices.
It's amazing sometimes.
It really shows how our connection to these stories transcends the objects themselves.
It really does. When the mundane becomes monumental, surprising origins and unexpected value.
All right, let's begin with something truly humble. Those now legendary Doremi outfits from The Sound of Music. 1965.
Ah, yes. The dress is famously made from curtains, right? Worn by the Von Trapp children as they sang that iconic song.
That's the ones.
They sold for $1.5 million back in 2013.
From curtains.
Yeah. It's a fascinating study in how perceived ingenuity on set, turning curtains into costumes, adds this layer of endearing authenticity.
Right, like a story within the story.
Exactly. It elevates the item beyond its material value, tapping into a collective memory of childhood creativity and the film's wholesome charm. It makes it a powerful, nostalgic investment.
That's truly amazing, the film's wholesome message, adding tangible value to, well, humble curtains. It makes you wonder, then, if the emotional resonance is always the primary driver.
Mm.
Or if star power can sometimes completely eclipse an item's original significance, even if it's less humble to begin with.
Absolutely. And that's precisely what we see with Audrey Hepburn's iconic black dress from Breakfast at Tiffany's, mm-hmm. 1961.
Oh, the dress.
The Givenchy dress she wore stepping out of that yellow cab in the opening scene. Iconic. This dress sold for $807,000 in 2006.
And that unexpected surge in value was fascinating. I read it was expected to fetch around $130,000.
That's right.
But it blew past even the wildest expectations at auction. Beyond Hepburn's undeniable star power, what does a jump like that tell us about the volatility of these auctions?
Well,
are there specific triggers that can send prices so far beyond expectations, or is it truly just a roll of the dice sometimes?
Beyond Hepburn's undeniable star power, this dress's value is also a masterclass in market psychology. It's driven by that singular, iconic imagery.
Right.
It wasn't just a dress. It was the dress from that opening scene, a distilled moment of cinematic glamour that collectors just had to own.
Like owning the moment itself.
Exactly. The auction became less about fashion and more about possessing a piece of cultural shorthand. The trigger is often that unique, unreplicable moment captured on screen, combined with intense bidding competition, people vying for a definitive piece of history.
That makes a lot of sense, that distilled cultural shorthand. And sometimes the journey an item takes after the film is just as compelling as its screen time.
Oh, for sure.
Consider Steve McQueen's racing suit from Le Mans, 1971.
Ah, the king of cool.
This suit actually had quite a winding journey. It was originally a prize for a British newspaper, The Observer, won by a man named Thomas Davies.
Okay.
He then sold it for $155,000 in 2011.
The decent price.
But then, get this, the very same year, it was resold at a Hollywood auction for $984,000.
Wow. In the same year.
Months apart.
That rapid increase perfectly illustrates how provenance, the meticulously documented history of ownership, is just paramount.
It has to be.
A clear, verifiable chain of custody from the film set through known hands builds an ironclad case for authenticity. That directly translates into buyer confidence and ultimately higher option prices.
So less doubt, more dollars.
Pretty much. The less ambiguity, the greater the premium. It's truly remarkable how quickly that value can escalate with confirmed pedigree.
That rapid appreciation is incredible. And for a true rags-to-riches story, we have to talk about the Lotus Esprit from The Spy Who Loved Me, 1977.
Oh, the submarine car.
You know the one when Bond drives off a jetty and it famously transforms? This car was sold in 1989 in its storage container to an unsuspecting buyer for under $100.
No. $100.
Under 100. Can you even imagine stumbling upon that?
That's unbelievable.
I'd probably assume it was just an old prop from some forgotten B-movie.
Exactly. It's that unexpected Indiana Jones's moment for collectors. Once the valuable contents were discovered, it was resold for $860,000 in 2013.
Incredible.
This truly highlights the element of chance and discovery that can be so thrilling in the memorabilia market. Sometimes, a true treasure is just waiting to be uncovered, often in plain sight. Two, glamour, mystery, and star power. Iconic figures and legendary objects.
Some items are just instantly recognizable, aren't they? Etched into our cultural memory thanks to the legendary figures who wore or used them.
They become symbols.
They're more than props, they're symbols. And when we talk symbols, there's no forgetting Marilyn Monroe's white dress from The Seven-Year Itch, 1955.
The subway great dress.
That iconic gown, it's often the first image that springs to mind when you picture Marilyn Monroe.
Absolutely. That dress sold for $4.6 million in 2011, and it was actually part of the late Debbie Reynolds' incredible collection.
Ah, Debbie Reynolds. She had quite the eye.
She really did. The enduring cultural impact of Monroe is undeniable, and that single image really defines not just her career, but an entire era of Hollywood glamour. Its value is a direct reflection of that iconic status.
From one style icon to another, we also have Audrey Hepburn's ascot dress from My Fair Lady,
dang.
1964.
Another stunning.
The beautiful white lace dress and matching hat by Cecil Beaton. This sold for $3.7 million in 2011, also from Debbie Reynolds' collection.
Again, Debbie Reynolds.
It just goes to show the immense influence Audrey Hepburn had and the power of discerning celebrity collectors like Debbie Reynolds to assemble these incredible archives.
It truly does. What's fascinating here is the significance of fashion in film and how a designer like Cecil Beaton can create such an iconic look that defines a character and a moment.
It becomes part of the character.
Exactly. And the fact that both Hepburn dresses and Monroe's dress were part of Reynolds' collection underscores the deep appreciation she had for preserving these cinematic landmarks.
Moving from fashion to music, let's talk about the easily most recognizable movie instrument, Sam's piano from Casablanca, 1942.
Play it again, Sam. Or, well, the line wasn't quite that, but everyone knows the piano.
Everyone knows the piano. We all know the line. Play again, Sam.
Ugh.
This piano fetched $3.4 million in 2014.
The wider implication here is how certain films and their elements become eternal. It speaks to the enduring appeal of classic cinema.
Absolutely.
And the historical preservation efforts that often precede a sale are important too. Warner Brothers actually restored the piano in the 1980s before its record-breaking auction.
Oh, interesting. So they invested in its future value.
Which definitely added to its story and ensured its longevity.
And then there's the mystery surrounding the Maltese Falcon statuette from the 1941 film of the same name.
The stuff that dreams are made of. Exactly. This iconic prop sold for $4.1 million in 2013. But here's an interesting tidbit. Some believe that lighter plaster copies were actually used during filming.
Right, for handling or stunts, maybe.
So the nuance of authenticity becomes less about the material and more about its symbolic weight. But for collectors, how do they navigate that fine line between an iconic symbol and a potentially less than original physical prop?
That's a great question.
Are there industry standards for verifying these kinds of historical ambiguities?
That's a crucial point, and it's where deep expertise comes in.
What?
While multiple versions of props were common, especially for films with action or special effects collectors, often prioritize the hero prop.
The main one.
Yeah, the one most clearly identified as appearing in key scenes, even if other versions existed. Industry verification involves meticulous research, matching screen grabs, production photos, historical records.
Okay, so it's a detective work. It really is. Despite some lingering ambiguity, the sheer cultural significance of the Maltese Falcon transcends those material questions. Its value lies in its direct connection to cinematic history and the enduring mystery it embodies, rather than just the composition of the specific statuette. 3. Fantastic voyages, sci-fi, fantasy, and legendary creatures.
Some of these items transport us to worlds far, far away, or, you know, to magical lands just over the rainbow.
The escapism factor.
Totally. The nostalgia and devotion for these fantasy realms is truly astounding. And at the very top of our list, taking first place as the most expensive movie memorabilia ever sold,
the big one,
is Robbie the Robot from Forbidden Planet, 1956.
Ah, Robbie. Undeniably cinema's most famous and instantly recognizable robot, and certainly one of the most iconic pieces of sci-fi history.
He really is.
Selling for $5.375 million in 2017, it reflects the enduring appeal of the genre and how influential design can create a timeless character that resonates across generations.
He still looks cool today.
He does.
Yeah.
Robbie isn't just a prop. He's a definitive design statement from the golden age of science fiction.
Following closely, and a holy grail for Star Wars fans,
you know it,
is the X-Wing fighter model from the original Star Wars in 1977.
From A New Hope.
This original model from the breathtaking and much-loved climactic battle sold for $3.1 million in 2023.
Amazing.
What's even wilder is the story behind it. Model maker Greg Gine thought it was lost.
Oh, no.
But recently found it in a box in his attic.
Get out! In his attic.
Can you even imagine that moment of discovery?
Wow. Just wow.
I'd probably assume it was an old model kit from my childhood and almost toss it out before realizing.
It's that unexpected Indiana Jones's moment again, isn't it? Amplified by the unparalleled cultural phenomenon of Star Wars.
For sure.
It highlights something crucial. The enduring power of fan devotion and the way these cultural touchstones can literally turn up anywhere, often in plain sight, just waiting for the right pair of eyes.
Waiting to be found.
This specific model from a pivotal scene becoming almost a mythical artifact for fans is just incredible.
From spaceships to sparkling shoes, we have Dorothy's Ruby Slippers from The Wizard of Oz, 1939.
Click your heels 3 times.
Exactly. These famous slippers sold for $2 million in 2012. And get this, they were bought by a consortium headed up by Hollywood royalty, Steven Spielberg and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo and Spielberg, really? Yeah. And they bought them with a very specific purpose, right?
They did, so they could be shown in the Academy Museum in Los Angeles.
That's fantastic. It highlights the crucial role of museums and prominent figures in preserving cinematic history for future generations, ensuring these treasures remain accessible to the public rather than just disappearing into private collections.
Keeps the magic alive for everyone.
Exactly.
And speaking of The Wizard of Oz, we can't forget the Cowardly Lion costume from the same film.
Burtler.
This costume, which looks so realistic mainly because it was made from real lion fur.
Real lion fur, wow.
Was bought by the Arizona Museum of TV in 2014 for $3
million. $3 million. It's fascinating to compare this to the ruby slippers.
Right. Same film, similar value range almost.
While both are iconic, here, the unique material that real lion fur adds another layer of rarity and value. It distinguishes it beyond just its character significance.
Makes sense.
It raises questions about the materials used in early Hollywood and how those choices now contribute to an item's distinct market value decades later. 4. Speed, thrills, and cinematic rides, iconic vehicles, and visual art.
For some films, the vehicles are as famous as the stars themselves.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Taking on a life of their own and becoming symbols of adventure and excitement. You can't get more iconic than James Bond's Aston Martin DB5.
The DB5, classic.
From Goldfinger in 1964 and Thunderball in 1965.
The silver Aston Martin featured in 2 Bond films was sold for 2.6 million pounds, which was around $4.4 million back in 2010.
Such a cool car.
What's even more intriguing, adding a real-world mystery to its lore, is that the other car used in filming, known as the effects car.
There was another one.
Yeah, for the gadgets and stuff. It was actually stolen from an airport hangar in 1997 and has never been recovered.
Stolen, just vanished.
Vanished. Still missing.
Wow. The enduring legacy of Bond cars, combined with that real-world mystery of the stolen sister car, just adds to the allure, doesn't it?
It really does. A bit of real-life espionage.
Then we have the original Batmobile from the camp but much-loved 1960s Batman series.
Pow! Biff! The Adam West era.
That classic ride sold for a staggering $4.2 million in 2014.
It shows how different eras and styles of cars resonate with collectors. While the Aston Martin has that sleek, sophisticated appeal rooted in espionage,
right.
The Batmobile taps into a deep vein of pure nostalgia and pop culture recognition for an entire generation who grew up watching the TV series.
It's so distinctive.
Its bright, bold design is instantly recognizable and speaks to a different kind of cinematic heroism. Very pop art.
And for a touch of rock and roll royalty, we have Elvis's Duesenberg from Spin Out, 1966.
The king himself.
This classic 1929 Duesenberg, used in the film starring Elvis Presley, sold in 2011 for $1.2 million.
This piece truly highlights the intersection of celebrity, classic cars, and film history within the memorabilia market.
Good trifecta.
Exactly. It's not just the car or just the film, but the fact that Elvis Presley himself was associated with it. The king's touch elevates almost anything he came into contact with.
True. Finally, rounding out our list is something a bit different. The international movie poster for Metropolis.
Ah, the silent classic, 1927.
This isn't just any poster. It's the most expensive movie poster of all time, selling for $690,000 in 2005.
Nearly $750,000 for a poster.
Yeah.
This truly expands our understanding of film memorabilia to include visual art as a serious category.
Right, it's not just props and costumes.
The artistic and historical significance of silent film posters is immense. They capture an important period in cinematic history when these pieces of art were the primary way audiences connected with films before seeing them. They are standalone masterpieces, really. Outro. Well,
what an incredible journey we've taken.
It really has been.
From curtains to robots, from a lost X-Wing found in an attic to stolen Aston Martins. We've seen the astounding values these items command.
Mind-boggling numbers.
Truly reiterating the dual nature of movie memorabilia as both cherished cultural artifacts and, well, serious alternative investments.
Both history and potential future value.
So what does this all mean for you, the savvy learner and potential collector? It means the market for these items is only growing.
Clearly.
Driven by nostalgia, cultural significance, and genuine investment potential, though always with a keen eye on authenticity and market dynamics.
You've got to be careful. Do the research. Zooming out a bit, these items aren't just selling for high prices. They're reflections of our collective memory and the enduring power of storytelling.
That's a great way to put it.
They remind us of the moments that shaped us, transported us, and made us dream, allowing us to physically own a piece of that intangible magic.
Owning a piece of the dream. And with this market projected to reach over $1 trillion by 2030.
That number still gets me.
It raises an important question for you to ponder. What seemingly ordinary prop from today's blockbusters might become a million-dollar treasure for a future generation?
Good question.
Or what forgotten gem might still be lurking in an attic or a storage unit just waiting to be discovered?
Like that X-Wing or the Lotus.
Exactly. Perhaps it's time to look at everyday objects from film and TV with a new perspective, imagining their potential future value and cultural significance.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
It really does. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.